Dang, I have not listed it out yet.
What?
Drake.
No, because... I was like, because neither did I.
It just wasn't in my spirit to take it was down. Not. I'm sorry. It just was not there to just any time during my day. Doing laundry, doing work. It just didn't hit me. Let me turn on Drake today. That just didn't happen, not once. So,
yeah. Thank God. I can't wait, though. This is going to be cute. This is going to be fun. Okay. All right, the time has come. We would like to, when we say we, who are we again? I am Bonnie V and...
Lady Aces, how you doing?
How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
Happy Sunday, happy fun day.
Happy Sunday, fun day, by force. You just have to fight it.
And we really are late to the party because we were supposed to do it Thursday, but...
Once again, our nigga ways. Have affected our lives.
But listen, we did it though. We are here. You know?
We are here and we would like to welcome you to this thing we call Late to the Party Podcast.
Yes, indeed.
The podcast that discuss social issues and social events from the socially awkward.
That's
because,
right.
Shit, we talk about people.
Yeah, we just, you know, there are all of y'all. There are some of y'all out there that literally just sit in the cut, you know what I'm saying, with your people. Just lean over and whisper and talk shit like about everybody else. And that's us. Observers of the scene. That is us.
So. I like that. Observers of the scene. And
don't necessarily want to be in the smoke, but goddamn it, I will look at it. I will take a whiff, baby. Take a whiff.
Well, you said you don't want to necessarily be in the smoke. But shit, you know, you just... just a little. I smelled that before.
Yes, yes. Y'all know what we're saying.
And why don't we just go ahead and get to our first segment? Hopefully by the time you're hearing this, you know what that is. And if not, this is your first time viewing.
We don't even know what it is. Shit. This is zero. The show is for me, you guys. But damn it.
And this is a good time. If you have any issues, to give you our email address, because we take suggestions. Don't just talk shit on the internet giving no damn help.
Oh, yes.
Okay? Each one, teach one. Anyway.
Amen.
Our email address is latepartypod@gmail.com. That is latepartypod@gmail.com. And you got to spell things because niggas misspell things. Because spell check has ruined our lives.
In 2018, yeah. There's no such thing as spell. Are there even spelling bees anymore? Do people even know how to do that shit anymore? Like,
I don't even
want to. Like, seriously, just like you asked the question, do drive-thru movies, exist anymore? Does spelling bees exist? We are in that moment in 2018, okay? Back to the Future, the movie, is a novelty now. Therefore...
Instead of a fucking Crawford home.
You dig?
Like, hey, idiot, stop it. Okay, we already talking shit, but let's officially get into our first segment. We didn't introduce it, right?
Not yet.
It don't matter, because by the time y'all hear this shit, it will be already edited. Shout out to our editor.
Hey, shout out
to you.
He's the
best.
You're doing a great job, sir.
Okay, respect. But our first segment, say it with me now.
Hey, tea time. Come take a sip, baby.
Get
some of this hot tea.
Okay, so what are you feeling in the spirit in the Shonda this week?
What has brought you to this point? Like, I don't know. I'm just in kind of a fog right now. A fog of work. A fog of trying to ignore life of, you know, outside of work to keep myself distracted from the foolery of, you know, life in general. Just everything going on around me. And there's really, and because of that, I can honestly say I have no tea this week because I haven't been keeping up with social media.
Okay.
I haven't been keeping up. Because,
okay.
And listen, anyone who knows me who's listening to this know my ass is not on social media. You be looking for me, you be like, where's... I don't, listen, as a web designer and a web developer, I don't know, I'm a little paranoid about certain things, because I understand how that shit works, you know, the algorithms and shit, and a lot of people understand, when you got the knowledge, you tend to stay away, but, you know, beyond that, it's just being on social media at all, it's like, it's worse than watching the news now. You know how you get depressed watching the news? Like,
that is so true. And I was going to say, it's actually interesting that you are taking a break, because I, like, for the first time in forever, just logged out of my Facebook, because it's like, I felt like I was wasting a lot of good ideas with Facebook people.
Right.
Like, and I'm not trying to be judgy at all, because I know I do dumb shit all the time.
Yeah, I'll do work.
But it's like, why are we playing the game? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
because someone told us to.
Like, why are we just making it seem like, oh, I care about this, what this person said? You don't. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's like the same people we actively try to avoid when we see them out in real life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to that later. But, you know what I mean? These people we care about, likes and clicks and smiles and giggles. And I was just tired. So I haven't been off of Facebook this week. Mm-hmm. And I've just been kind of thinking of, like, kind of what have I been missing? If I've been missing anything. And, like, it's just been interesting. Like, I thought I would be, like, and keep in mind, I still have the other social medias.
Right, right.
Instagram and Twitter, I would at least say, they don't require a great amount of energy like Facebook does, because, you know, Facebook is, you know what I mean? Like, it's very, like, all-encompassing, and then it's like, oh, mama, and then people you went to school with.
Right, so everyone can see your thoughts. Your life is out in the open. I just don't like that. I value my privacy. As a child of the 80s, I don't know. I just brought that with me. You know, the fact that I had to remember phone numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff, being able to spell, being able to be grammatically correct. I'm still like that in text messages. Just because, that, I don't know, like, I just brought that with me. And a lot of people didn't, they transitioned. I mean, but I'm in tech myself, so it's possible, y'all.
And I'm going to be honest, too, like, riding that way,
you know,
too.
I'm in tech. I do that.
Yeah, I don't want to give any too much away, because we've discussed already some things that we might cover. Mm-hmm. And if it overlaps, it overlaps. But what I mean by that, like, you waste your good material, it's just like, just like you were saying, the same people who I could not remember their phone number if I tried. Like, mm-hmm. I'm trying to live by the principle now of, like, whoever's number I can remember, or if I be in the hospital, if some shit really jump off, people that, you know what I mean, I need to contact and, mm-hmm. and have information about.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Like,
you know what
like
I mean?
I feel like, do people even remember any number anymore? Except, like, maybe they boo.
Barely.
You know what I mean? If that. Because you don't need to. Convenience is just so much.
That should be a challenge this week. Like, trying to, like,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, I feel like that's a brain teaser almost.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Fasten from social media, because social media is designed to be addictive. So fasten from it is very beneficial.
God.
And you know, just like anything, just like food, just like drugs, whatever.
Just like Candy Crush, girl.
Candy Crush. What?
I am ashamed to say.
Candy Crush.
And I will not disclose how much money I have spent playing fucking Candy Crush.
Listen, Candy Crush be getting you. I just had to like get
it
off my phone.
It's so satisfying. For real. And then you want to know how I got rid of one addiction and then got another addiction.
Right.
I downloaded this fucking Royal Chaos. It's basically, let me explain it, and it's gonna sound completely.
It sounds like a gambling game or some shit, like casino.
So you know, back in like feudal Japan, when they had like one emperor had like a mm-hmm. bunch of bitches,
mm-hmm.
they took that, made it a GRPG. It's a fucking GRPG. You can
wait.
Like,
do you play as the emperor? What? You get bitches? Wait.
No, you play as a young bitch trying to come up in the motherfucking ranks.
And you get
niggas on your squad.
Wait.
You get niggas on your squad.
So it's basically Hollywood in the app. That's crazy. All right.
Yes, but it's cooler.
Right, because it's cute in Japan.
Because it's Japan and shit. So you mean like, so look. It's so satisfying, girl. I wish I could lie and be like, I'm not really a geek about it, but I am like.
Hey, that's okay.
Cause
I'm a geek
like,
too. I get it.
Because, like, you got to, like, talk shit to the other women in charge and shit. But, like, so you got to, like, shade them. Like, you got to shade them and be like, I cannot help it if the emperor wants to, you know, dispel to some, wants to share his thoughts with someone who actually cares. And like, you just, it's just the way you say shit. Oh, like, God. It's just like feudal Japan shade. Man, and I love it.
Japanese culture is just amazing.
It is amazing. And it is so many light years ahead of us.
Oh, God. And like, y'all just think of it. Oh, I want
them,
it.
I'm ready for them to take over our lives. Like,
pretty much. It's already happening.
Look what at America. Mean? Look what we did. Like, look what America has fucking brought. Like, God. Let's not even talk about it.
Right. Everybody, just, damn, like,
everybody just deflate like,
deflate though. Right. Just but, sigh.
Well, almost capping off tea time. I promised that I would do the gripping conclusion of Mr. Thirsty.
Oh, gosh.
The greenery salesman. That's what I decided that I'm calling the greenery salesman. I'm trying to, like, get in the mood to tell it, but, like, I really don't care at this
just
point.
Just get to the, right, okay. Just wrap up
this. So, after our last episode, I was like, I had to, like, you know, pull a stiff move on Mr. Thirsty, because it was, like, it was between Mr. Thirsty and another vendor.
And the co-workers.
Because I'm trying, I'm like, girl, I keep telling you, I'm anticipating that. Walk into the office one day and they're
right,
be like, so you
exactly.
Can take your shit with you. And I'm like, you heard the episode, didn't you?
Right. Like, you was listening. You did your research. I did.
Somebody sent that shit to you, didn't they? Damn.
Hilarious.
But anyway, so it was another vendor who I decided to procure my wares from. And
oh, my
and
God.
Anyway, so, Mr. Thirsty gonna try to, like, well, first of all, we texted later on that night, and I was just like, you know, my bad, nigga, like, but I had to go right. With a better offer,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
So, I thought it was over and whatever. Then I get a call that next day at, like, 9:30 talking about, well, you just need to be of your word, and, you know, as a business person, and I'm like, as a business
No, well, hell, the general, you know, thing that I got, the feedback that I got was that he's not just a regular vendor, and therefore be
well,
ready
you cut a few
when he's
for
ready,
me.
You dig, so.
And you know what, in the aftermath, because listen, it was way crazier in, like, living this shit real time. Like, we had, like, a good 25-hour kiki off of this.
Yeah.
Maybe 36.
36.
Maybe. You know what I mean? But we, like, when the shit happened, you know them when you get, like, the mini dramas that, like, just surge your ass real quick. You know what I mean? It was real when it happened.
It was just random to
but
me.
Look,
it just
yes,
felt so
and petty
fucking
as
random.
Fuck.
Like,
that
what
was the main
hell?
Thing. I told y'all I pulled a card on that shit, and it was, like, petty quarrels. And I was like,
really?
Yes.
There you go. There you
I pulled a card on that shit. I was like, okay, this
sometimes
is
you got to. You got to consult the other world. Like,
for
what
real.
Is happening
in the
here?
Other world knew it was some bullshit. But basically, I just, like, it was funny though, and I still want an explanation for. Long story short, so Mr. Thirsty tried to get me, Aces, and the Tipster, tried to, like, block all of us, but he tried to say, well, I didn't get block you, even though when it texted you, it said the person
been blocked.
You
like,
have been blocked by
that.
The fucking
I mean,
subscriber. Like,
I don't know. I've never, you know, I don't block people often. I don't really know.
But
what
when
that
your
looks
phone
like.
Turned off, basically, Mr. Thirsty said that his phone got turned off.
But
that's
the
why.
Thing. My brother's phone got turned off, and I got the same thing. So it
oh,
very
it
well
did?
Could be the case. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Oh, shit. That's fucked up. Well, you know, long story short, you know, I feel like all parties would. A little petty.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Like, there was pettiness and from all angles. I ain't gonna lie. Real talk.
When you grown and you were like, yeah, I did fuck that
mm-hmm.
up. You know, but it was petty, but you know.
It ended up working out because, I mean, we still cool, so whatever.
It's whatever. That's how I feel like. All this greenery in the world, and I'm just praying that in the next 18 months, you know, Chicago go ahead and do that shit.
It's gonna have to.
And they might as well do it because Illinois always want to fucking talk shit. The rest of Illinois that be and be like, Chicago ain't the only one in Illinois. Well, if we have this, y'all don't got to worry about us because we going to have enough money.
Exactly.
I hope.
I mean, we got enough money now. It's just, you know, not going in the right pocket. What can I say? Much money as we pay, we got enough money in Chicago. Don't let them fool you, man.
Well, that was pretty much, I guess it wasn't even the gripping conclusion, but long story short, it's like, let niggas be niggas, you know what I mean?
Right, like, my lesson for the past month has been choices and acceptance. Like, that is all about, that has made my life easier, just overall, understanding that we all have choices to make, and, you know, if people respect your choices and you respect theirs, you're gonna be all good, because you have to accept the choices that people make, because free will is real. Like, they're gonna do what they want to do. You can try to mold someone to be who you want them to be, but no, it just doesn't work that way. Which leads me into tarot.
So we are as part of tea time, you know, because Lady Aces does tarot, and of course she's always trying to perfect her craft. It would be great to give you like a little tarot card for the week to see how it applied in your life, and I'm gonna let her take it away from there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, I want to call it tarot time. Hell, we lead right from tea time to tarot time. What I'll basically be doing is pulling a card from my Rider-Waite tarot deck, very basic deck, that'll basically let you know what to look out for this week, and I've gotten all these signals for this card too.
Now, before you start, can you tell them what kind of deck this is?
Yes. Okay, so I need everyone. Okay, so first of all, if you're not familiar with tarot, all you need to realize is that it doesn't make the person who's reading it a psychic. So don't be scared of it. It's not you being a psychic. It's you getting signals from your own intuition and your own, you know what I mean, your own faith in what you believe and your own, whatever relationship you have with your God. All tarot does is reflect that back to you. And it gives you the truth that you're not willing to see. So when you pull a card, all it's doing is pointing something in your subconscious you need to pay more attention to, right? Mm. So, you know, so some people are better at it, you know, than others. Some people really are psychic. Some people really are clairvoyant, and they help, you know, that helps.
Clairvoyant.
But, you know.
I feel like that's the word, clairvoyant.
But, you know, but for those of us who aren't, it's still a tool, and it's been used for thousands of years. So don't be scared of it. It's not no wicked voodoo mess. It's not that at all. And what I'm going to do is I basically shuffled up my card deck already, and I pulled the Fool. And that is a major arcana card, meaning it's a major spiritual life lesson to look for, okay? So this is what I would like to share with you guys for the Fool, okay? The creation of something new is not accomplished by the intellect, but by the play instinct acting from inner necessity. The creative mind plays with the objects it loves. Carl Jung. So basically, the Fool symbolizes the breach of something new, something bursting through that's new, a new incarnation, because the number associated with it is zero. If anyone knows about numerology, every number has a vibration, a meaning, and a feeling, and a frequency. You can associate a feeling or anything with a number, right? Or just your frequency, your overall intuition in that moment, you can associate it with a number. So the Fool, zero, represents the beginning, right? So that means that look out for new opportunities this week.
Ooh.
Okay, the new opportunities is about, it's the time to take a leap. It's the time to do something foolish. Okay, that's what it means to be foolish. You're doing something that you're really not privy to. Okay,
you can't tell certain niggas that way. Oh, shit, you ever do some wrong shit?
Right, but no. Sometimes doing the wrong thing that you appears to be wrong, perceived to be wrong in someone else's mind, could be your ticket to salvation. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
It's all about taking yourself out of that comfort zone of, oh, I'm comfortable here, and doing something new. So take a risk this week.
And I think about it as, like, when I think of the Fool, because I pull a little bit, but I'm not as inclined as Lady Aces. But, like, kind of like that dumb luck. Because you know how you, like,
right.
New at something, and,
yeah,
like, you
yeah.
just, like, naturally pick it up. So kind of having that spirit a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Listen, these are the words associated with the Fool. Freedom, risk, impulse, trust, naivete, inner child, ignorance,
ooh, that's
adventure,
word,
joyful, child, journey.
What the hell does that mean? Journey?
You know
journey,
the hell I'm trying to... Yeah.
Journey,
there you
is
go.
Is that a word?
Journeyer, thank you.
I guess it. I was like, what is that?
Journeyer. Thank you. Yes, it's a word. You okay. Look it up, y'all. Precipice, unhurt, ready, ooh. New soul, beginning, bursting, enthusiasm, unprepared, blind faith, ignition. But guess what? Guess who always starts there? A brand new baby. They don't know what the hell they're getting into, but they're here. So it's all about taking a new perspective, taking a new leap, and a new leaf on life. So yeah, and the thing is that I also advise you guys to do so. Yes, be impulsive, take a risk, but don't be mad if it don't work out the way you think so.
Oh shit. Okay.
The risk that you're gonna take is a lesson for you. It's gonna propel you into a new way of thinking. Okay, you have an idea. You have a chance of having an aha moment this week, but you have to be open to that. And that is my advice for the week from Tarot Time.
Starting that shit off nice. And that is Tarot Time as part of Tea Time segment. And we are getting ready to move on to the next segment.
Yes, indeed.
That is going to be digging the scene. I was digging the scene, digging on me, baby. That's one of my favorite TLC songs.
Yeah, yes. TLC. I was thinking about them today. I was thinking about fan mail the other day. Like, oh my God, my childhood.
Fan mail, just
fan
like
was
you.
Just everything.
Again. Oh my God, I'm not even going to
care. Right, we'll
I'm
be
not
all
even.
Night.
Again. It was something else I was thinking about. It wasn't the Wiz this time.
Not
I know
this
that's
time.
An easy go to. But I was like, ooh, it was another movie. I was like, I can't wait to watch this movie.
Was it a musical?
I feel like it was a musical.
Old
but
one or new one?
I don't remember, girl.
Because you know I'm in musicals.
Maybe it was Chicago. I don't know.
Oh, snap.
But
Chicago
anyway.
Was a good one.
Well, as we stated earlier, we have not been on fucking social media like that. But I actually am glad we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get to bring up someone who has been near and dear and actually has been an integral part of the creation
Man.
Of this fucking podcast.
Oh.
Our dear friend, Drake. And
please
you know, and we as the late to the party philosophy continues, like we haven't really listened to the album and I know
like,
a lot of people
at all.
A lot
and that already by default makes us like not even worthy to talk about it, but I'm going to.
But I'm gonna see, I'm gonna use that shit to jump into all of it. It's gonna make sense. So let me just tell y'all, right? Because I tried to like be on my journalistic shit, and I crashed and burned
right
quite fast. Because I was like, I'm about to listen to this fucking
right,
album. Okay. I'm gonna have notes and everything.
It just
and when I saw that, it's like 28 songs on this. It's a 2-part disc.
Oh wow.
Disc.
See,
you know what I mean?
Know.
Like, what does that even mean anymore in 2018?
Right, does that even have a connotation this day and
listen,
age?
Listen, niggas with songs, okay?
Right.
Niggas with songs, here goes some songs, and here goes some more songs. Listen to these songs. So let me tell you the ones that I actually paid for them, because
okay.
I'm trying to be better in my lifetime now. It's about stealing shit.
Right. Oh no, support.
Like,
no, I'm doing the same thing. Like,
certain artists, I'm just like, I'm gonna just pay for it because it's like, it's worth it. Like,
right.
I want to continue that shit. So, like, these are the songs I downloaded. And these are based off of other podcasts I've listened to who have covered certain songs. Summer Games, Ratchet Happy Birthday.
Oh gosh.
I'm Upset, Finesse, Don't Matter, and some more shit. And In My Feelings. So initially I wanted to talk about with Drake because I was mad as fuck Drake and social media. Everybody knows Drake is very, you know, inclined into what's going on,
right.
Social media, internet kids. I remember, and maybe I'll publish it one day, I wrote an article when I was like really trying to be a writer. I wrote an article on Drake, and I'll never forget one of the OVO Fests when Back to Back came out and he had nothing but memes.
Yeah, I remember
as
that.
And I was just like, mm-hmm. That was so ingenious something that's probably not that hard to put together.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? And so he has proven to know and to be able to navigate social media trends, which is why I respect and I'm also pissed off at him for this fucking In My Feelings shit. Because the only reason I know this song, girl, is because I was on Instagram or some shit looking at the fucking Shade Room and it was like new song Shiggy based off Drake's new song In My Feelings, and they like calling it the Shiggy or the Kiki dance or whatever. And I was like, I'm mad because it made me laugh the song.
See?
Without my permission.
Without your thank you. It's like,
because I just saw niggas dancing. I just saw niggas dancing.
Exactly.
Like,
but so, no, this is why I am probably the only person that does this ever. But I feel like I deliberately wait till the trend passes. And then I listen. Then I tune in. Because then I can appreciate it without all of the little outer shit that's getting in my ear. Like, Power is a perfect example. Everybody talking about Power, and I love that show. But I made a deliberate attempt not to watch season two until fucking, till it was over. Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Listen,
I know. And I know it makes you motherfuckers mad who want to give away spoilers.
Hold on.
But
I want to say, newsflash also, today is the first time I've ever watched Power. With
see what
your
I mean?
Niggas.
And see, and she ain't, I haven't heard in my feelings she ain't watched Power. And that's because I ain't on social media right now. And
that's because I
Power's another one though, where social media blows up everything.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I totally get it.
And it's like it can never be as good. And I guess that's one of the things to take away about social media. Like, it can never be as good as like what the quality is.
Thank you.
Like, everything is like best dot ever dot whatever the fuck dot.
And now we all have to agree with the hashtag.
Or like queen. And that's like, I know in the gay, I have learned in my life that queen is very not a good thing to say in the LGBT community.
Yes, we did
that
learn
that.
Derogatory.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck did I say?
Derogatory. We made up words today. Journeyer. Derogative. God damn.
But anyway, you know, that's disrespectful. So, like, I even just, you know, I think about stuff like that in this internet culture. Like, surge. And I guess I'm coming out with the... Does it do anything?
In what terms? Like, dude, it does a lot, but what kind of do?
My question is, other than just getting a sea of people, remember when the Harlem Shake was a thing?
Girl.
That's the fucking... That's Instagram.
Who don't remember
that's
the Harlem
Shake?
That's just a
bunch of niggas like...
Exactly.
Random shit.
No, okay, guys, I need you to... This is how concentrated the internet culture has began. Just what you're talking about. You can actually pinpoint moments in history, internet history now. You know what I'm saying?
So
and there
crazy.
Is a video on YouTube. If anybody's ever heard of the Try Guys, they have an actual, like... They had a concert, G. A concert. A live event where they are going through memes. The top 100 memes, and it was brilliant. And I'm going, wow, this is how saturated internet culture has become that we can literally go back
memes
and go.
Memes are games now.
Listen, it's like it really has an effect on your whole marketing strategy, your whole living on social media, your...
It's so
like, you made one wrong move and your whole life will just be messed up by social media.
But
like,
see,
it's
that's
crazy.
What brings me in. Last week, we were talking pretty extensively about Nicki Minaj, right? And
yeah.
Like, but she has been one of those people, along with Drake and many other stars, who have been able to constantly generate that wave, that social media surge, I would say, of people. And that's people's power nowadays.
Yeah, man.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? How many people can you get to meet up at this one area and do this thing? You know, so I don't know. That's why I asked, is like, what does it do?
Like, yeah. No, like, I just gave you a perfect example of how much things are changing when it comes to social media. I remember Tyra Banks saying that you can make more money now as an Instagram model than you can being
as
through an agency.
Model,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, and that's like, come on, man. That how quickly did that change? That took, what, 15 years, 10 years? About, does anyone else remember the time when Rotten.com was the place to go?
Wow.
And you know what I'm saying?
Like
that that site was blocked at high school and shit because you couldn't get on. Y'all remember when that was the only site you could go to that had some fucked up shit on it. E-Bombs World, which is still around and is whack as shit now because everything else it took over. But that's what I mean. Like, social media's impact is just, it's really taken off and it's getting scary to me because.
Yeah, it's getting scary. Like, if that shit gets self-aware, like.
Like, I'm waiting on it to be, I'm Skynet. Time to eliminate the human. Like, Facebook any day is gonna turn into fucking Skynet. Listen, y'all think I'm look.
No, you're right. I think about that shit all the time, though. I'd be like, I feel like we as humans just be like, well, when the aliens come down.
Like, whenever the aliens come, anytime now.
For real.
Oh, God, y'all.
But. I mean, I don't know if I dislike the internet because I'm probably am. But, like, I think all of us get to a point where we become that grumpy old, like, this ain't what it used to be.
Yeah,
like,
we all will. And even the millennials today, guess what, y'all? We sitting up here talking about y'all, you know what I'm saying? Not even a millennial. Who's under us?
I mean, whoever the fuck is coming up under us,
right? The Gen Z, whatever. So, like, even y'all are going to get to a point where it's like, what the fuck is this shit? This is not what I grew up with. This isn't what I'm familiar with. And it's going to change before your eyes. And you're going to think that the generation under you is fucking crazy. I feel like every generation goes through that. I don't want it to get worse.
Like,
it's going to have to get better, though. That's the thing. Like, we need to see what's wrong in order to fix it.
Remember back in, like, the 60s and 70s, like, that teen pop. Like,
yeah, girl,
you know what I mean? And like in the 90s, but you know what I mean? In the 90s, where it was like niggas was rapping about everything, like, go back to school, like shit like
parents
that.
Just don't understand.
You know, like,
yeah.
That just reminds me of that fucking Family Guy episode when he was like, and I take a girl on a date and I kiss her on the cheek, but only if she wants to.
Right. Listen, simpler times. Way simpler times.
I don't care what nobody say, though. Will Smith, like, he's still that nigga, though.
Yeah, else to this day. I'm impressed by Will. I am. Like, as far as he's come, man.
I don't know what that Scientology shit was about, but.
Girl, listen. But anyway. And why was watching Battlefield Earth today. Cut that out. But anyway.
Wait, what I just do is I just like find the time around there and then.
You're right.
Like, I already got your first slip with your name.
Because I need to say his name, but he's watching Battlefield Earth today, G. And I was just like, why?
The hubby.
Girl, yeah. But no,
but
like,
to come back to the Drake part.
To the Drake, okay. Right. That's what I'm saying.
And this is going to be my quote-unquote official review or whatever. But I Summer Games, I played that and I got so pissed. Because it's a song called Summer Games, so I'm thinking he's just going to be, you know, real, you know, some shit like. Right. I'm thinking it's going to take me to, like, tropical. It is the most depressing, stupid white alternative, and I hate to, like,
white alternative. See, now I'm intrigued to listen. I don't know if you want to play it though. It could be copyright.
No, a few seconds in.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, that's it. That's all I need to hear. Like, I don't like. That's like, I made it. I swear, I made it to like.
Y'all, I hear no lyric, nothing. That's all you need to hear. Okay, shit.
Because that's all you need to hear. I fucking mean that shit. That's all you need to hear.
So you didn't like it, is this?
That's a lot of people get mad at Ratchet Happy Birthday because it's not. It sounds like a ratchet good time, right? Right. But I actually appreciated that it wasn't Ratchet Good Time. Like, I just thought that's a cute little song to get dressed when you're about to go to the club and get tipsy. You know, so
every song ain't gotta be deep now. Like, you know what I mean?
But the title, to have the nerve to be like, Ratchet Happy Birthday. Like, girl, I know you like getting ratchet, girl.
Oh,
and then we have to accept, this is another thing, too. This is why I respect, but also fuck Drake. Like, because he really has, like, I just remember dudes saying a long, long time ago, like, Drake ain't shit. Y'all think he got feelings and emotions and shit. He ain't shit. He a nigga too. And he really is. He knows how to extend that, like really make a girl feel kind of vulnerable of, like, I see you doing good, girl. Yes, girl. You went to school, girl. Oh yeah.
But she used to always say, you used to look out the window listening to Drake.
And I'm loving the crew. Nigga, I used to be looking at the... And I'm loving the crew.
With the rain falling down the damn glass and shit.
But he really does. I have to get it. He knows how to, like, make that extension to women out there. And I'm like... Sometimes I ask myself, is that a good trait to have? Is he just exploiting his talents? Or is it like, is that the true fuckboy?
Here's what I don't really understand about Drake, his following. Like, I feel like everybody was ready to be like, Drake, fuck you and everything you stand for, like a month ago. But because he dropped the album, all of a sudden it's Team Drake again.
Because social media is fickle.
This is what I'm saying. Like, what is it? Are we Team Drake or not? Like,
this is
I don't even know what to think anymore.
There's this, and I think that's what we mean when we say social media and stuff like that. It's this conglomeration of, like, trends, yeah. feed me, and we all just want to be part of the chaos in whatever way that we can.
But why? But for a distraction? To be distracted?
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
You know, what is the reason for that? Is that the machine doing it? Mm-hmm. Is that us just finding a way to placate ourselves of, like, well, there's some shit I can talk about, and I ain't got to think about these bills I got to pay. You know, it feeds each other.
That's what I think, honestly. Right, it feeds each other, like you said. Like, it's a vicious cycle that ends up just not breakable because you need the distraction because of addiction after a point.
True.
You know?
Yeah. And we definitely, I would say we are in a, like, withdrawal, like, when it stops being nice and pretty, you know what I mean?
Because, and that's the thing about social media, that kind of, like, I feel like it's misleading too, because I feel like everyone wants to put their best face on in social media, but it's like, in the meantime, you just took this beautiful ass selfie in the bathroom, but you crying your ass out the next second because of a text you just got, or because of a fucking situation you in right now, but you just put this, oh, I'm happy, I'm beautiful, I'm all this shit out for the world to see, but that's not the truth. Guess what that does? That perpetuates your unhappiness because no one's helping you. No one's going to reach out because they think that you're fucking perfect. And you're wondering, why is no one reaching out to me? Why? You know what I mean? Because, look, you projecting this image, this false illusion that you're fucking good. You know what I'm saying? No one is asking each other, how you doing, and really meaning that shit anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, and that's the thing too, social media makes you very focused on you. It's
very,
so it feeds you all, like, Google know you better than you know your fucking
shit,
self,
man. No, like, society's gotten more and more narcissistic, it's and social media just doesn't help. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to it, though.
Exactly.
And on the same flip side, right, if
and
you
like,
smartly
even that's saying all of this, we were talking earlier about, like, knowing how much of the problem you are, like, we still, like, feed into it too, but
exactly,
knowledge is power,
but
you know what I mean? What
power.
Did I say? Knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
There you go. Well, I'm gonna skip on through this because I ain't doing no real Drake review. I'm just giving you a like, for real, girl. You
and
know
I will, and I will definitely listen and come back to you next week with my
suggestion. I think this should be the last fucking time we talk about this shit.
Well, there you
I'm
go.
Gonna be real.
Vani is
I'm being fucking serious. We don't have enough fucking time in our lives to devote to this. Don't listen to it, girl.
Yeah.
No, for real, because I really liked More Life. In fact, I was, like, so over this fucking, what the fuck is Scorpio album? I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
Right.
I was so over the album that I was like, I'm gonna go back and listen to More Life again.
Right.
And pretend to be on a tropical island.
Hey,
so
whatever
I
you
did
gotta
that.
Do.
I never listened to Views. I maybe listened to whatever the popular songs off the Views was. This is a Drake album, like, good for him, congrats. He is a staple in pop culture. He not going no motherfucking where. But this is not for us.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry.
That's it. But I wanted to play for you.
Play, girl.
Oh, wait. That wasn't the one. Hold on. This is the one that said, I have to. So this is called Don't Matter to Me. I'm going to try to speed through it so we don't get no infractions. So.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I did hear this. I heard, of course. Michael Jackson's on it.
So did you? So what did you think?
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I'm just tired of people using Mike to fucking just shine their shit up because they know it's going to.
Girl,
by default, you're going to like the song. You know what I'm saying? By fucking default. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the...
I just remember.
I'm not that impressed. I'm sorry.
And like when Michael came through, I said, "Oh Lord."
They're like, right? I feel like he cheated.
Oh Lord.
I feel like he cheated, man. Like by default, you know you gonna like it because Mike is on it.
So do you think if Mike was alive, he would have cleared it?
Oh my God, the ultimate question. I don't know, man. Like it's hard. Mike is always hard to read, man. Like I know that he was into newer music. Like I know he was into newer artists. He was always trying to expand to figure out a new sound. I know he was doing that. But would he have picked Drake? I don't know, man.
Well, he liked whoever was on his. I ain't gonna say that, but. Cause I was gonna say he liked whoever was on his nuts. Cause remember he did that performance with NSYNC.
True.
And they should have never been able to test the
I feel like that was a business move, though. Mike was very shrewd, though. You know what I mean?
So he might have went along with Drake. I feel like he would have did something. But I really am...
But I mean, is Drake really the best we got? Like, this is the implication that this has to me. That because Mike is on it, he's the best we got right now. And I just refuse to believe that.
I think you know what I'm saying? Business and music in a large... fucking space, whatever. I think, yes, he is. He might be. This might be it.
Damn. I mean, you know, beyond, of course, the Carters. You don't get no better than that shit today. But beyond them. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just don't see it. I'm not feeling the shit at all. Nothing is moving my spirit in the day. Today's music, today's news, today. Nothing's moving my spirit. I'm just kind of like, whatever. Well, you know what I mean?
And I think that's when we're going to leave it. That's the general consensus. We didn't have too much. Next week, we're going to come through with like an official post. I really wanted to talk about this Love is the Message episode.
We're going to definitely get to that.
That came on last Sunday because I cried so many times during that fucking episode. And I think the black folks, and I guess that's really all I wanted to say. We can do like a for real review about what happened and motifs and shit on all that. But like, it surprises me. Or it sucks about the black community. We really don't uplift those subcultures in our community who add to our history. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Again, there's a gay choir director in all major...
It's because we don't know who we are as a culture, as a community. We haven't defined that yet because if we had, we wouldn't still be putting each other down when people get shot out here. I still see black people talking about you deserve to get shot.
And this is, you know what I mean?
Thank you. And so it's like if we don't as a collective agree on what our actual culture is, then no, hell no. We're not going to respect the LGBT. We're not going to respect this, you know, section of the black culture because we're not... including anybody in what that culture is. We're just not doing it as a collective. And until we start agreeing on what that looks like and having a code for it, I don't know. Like, you know, it's going to take people like us speaking up about, like, listen, this is what's going on. You know, choose to see it or not. But with the way things are going, I don't know.
I just think, first of all, they did, you know, they redid Home by When I Think of Home, I Think of a Place. Where there's love overflowing.
Yeah.
Okay, so they did such a good girl. That's what was making me. Girl, it was beautiful. It was fucking beautiful.
I'm gonna check it out.
And I just felt proud to you know what I mean? To be black and to be weird and subculture and I just feel like we don't respect that enough.
We don't respect ourselves before we even define what our subcultures are. This is my point. Like, until we respect what being black is, the subcultures that come with that are just, they gonna fall behind. Because we can't even define what we are. So, it's a problem, G. It's a real problem.
We gonna come to next week with an official, like, review of that. But, with that being said, let's go ahead and move on. J. Jasmine was making me read. Well, not making me, but she.
I'm about to read that shit.
Yeah.
But no, like, he says something very poignant on The View. He was like, listen, we have gotten to a point where we can accept that a man can be trapped in a woman's body, a woman can be trapped in a man's body, but we cannot accept that black people aren't inherently criminal. That's where we have, like, go. That's where our minds just immediately go. And here's how I know that's true. As much as I love black people, I still catch myself when I see a black man walk. You know what I mean? Like, going, oh, he's finna talk to me. He's finna. And I automatically go there and I have to correct myself. I have to make a very conscious effort to go, look, this is your people. Interact with him like he your people, goddamn it. Like, he gonna understand you in a way and a white person never could. So why do you feel more comfortable walking past a white person than you do your own people? It's a problem. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to correct myself.
But I think sometimes, you know, we talk about how can we best link up and have a community. It seems like times when you gave that opportunity to have community and then it's given back to you in a certain way, you know what I mean? It mm-hmm. kind of make you want to be like, well, just fuck it then, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Exactly. Especially when the community itself is, because, you know, conceding with what everyone else is saying about you. We sitting up here taking this shit, so of course we're not going to be respected, you know. It's a mess. But yeah, but that's what I mean by, like, respecting our subcultures, because there's so many, G, like...
Exactly.
It's so many, like, man, like, you'd be surprised how many, like, just nerds, just, even beyond LGBT, just others. You know what I'm saying? Others who are black, who just are into different shit that most black people you wouldn't stereotypically think are into. There are so many of us, but they are not spotlighted. You know? So.
Yeah. Okay, all right, time now for our next segment, The Function.
Hey.
Yes, and we're not trying to speed through, but we also not trying to be here an hour and 40 minutes like we were on the opening episode. So if you feel like, well, damn, I ain't even got settled, like, we're right. trying to streamline. Well, I know I'm definitely coming in here ready to talk about my dad's wedding this past week, and so many things happened.
Girl, check out her social media with them pictures. Wait, so they did an African theme wedding? I did not even know that, G. Girl, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I was like, oh my God, y'all were like killing it.
So yes, my Instagram is VonnieVROfficial.
She was gorgeous, y'all. I loved, and it's got loved some... what she wore.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Rocking that feeling... royal purple, baby. Yes.
I was feeling very, you know, very good, very fishy, very
yeah, you
like,
was giving yes. all that African fish. I love it.
I love it. But so many things. People need to understand, first of all, for like socially awkward people or people who don't just rock with like the mainstream crowd, us being there is a lot emotionally, and yeah. I'm like, not
but
trying.
Man, let me tell you, I gotta charge up before I go to actual events. I gotta prepare mentally, like, oh God.
Because, and this is why somebody needs to explain to me, if we are all grown and know that we have better things to do, why are we pretending? I don't want to talk about the fucking weather with you and where did you go to college, and we all on student loans. And I was talking to the older people, right, girl? Because I'm
course.
Trying to fucking talk to the elders. And right. by elders, I mean, like, we 30. I was trying to talk to, like, the 40-plus people. You know, because that's the next stage of life. So I'm trying yeah. to say, what's my checklist? What do I need?
Right,
they
right.
weren't even trying to give me the secrets.
I wasn't giving
like,
you no pearls.
He gonna say,
none?
No, and maybe because it was niggas and they was at a damn wedding, so you know how niggas like, well, I'm on my best behavior today, so I already told my girl I wasn't going to make her mad, because you know all the niggas was fucking married, booed up.
Yeah, true.
You know, so that was equally boring. But I'm like asking, I'm like, so, you know, what do I have to, as a third, like, what advice would you give a 30-year-old now, like, what things do I need to watch out for? What do I need to look out for? Well, you know, your body gonna be... What did he say? Your body, you gotta take care of your body, and your body gonna be breaking down. I'm like, nigga, too late. Like
right.
Shit. Nigga, I go out for like a day. Like, I ain't gonna recover till like Wednesday from tonight.
Right,
like,
exactly.
What
for
you
real,
mean?
It takes forever to recover now. At 30.
But I'm gonna tell you one person, though. the bride's father. I was like, I want to be that dude. Like, because I just, like, he woke up, girl, he had his motherfucking outfit on, and he was just talking shit the whole time. He's like, shit, I didn't brought my ass down here. And I said, well, did, because this is a hotel convention center.
Right.
So I'm like, did you stay in the hotel? What I need to stay in the hotel for with that over there phone? That'd be a waste of a hotel room.
Damn.
But it was the real shit, girl. You know that shit was, again, when you ask older people, and I'd be, they'd be like, you'd be like, how y'all, like, how y'all stay together? And they'd be right. Like, oh, love and the cooperation.
Nah, he gave you the real tea.
He said, hey, no, that'd be a waste of a damn hotel room. Who we gonna sit there and look each other? And I said, that's who I want to be. People who just talk shit all day. And people just gotta take it. So that was amazing. He was fun. Then, girl, I was like, this is really my main, well, my, one of my main points was your people who have social anxiety and like more so than we do. Like, we have the mild millennial version of social social anxiety, but it's really a lot of people who really suffer deeply from stuff like that.
Right.
And it takes a lot for them just to be there. So, like, you know, you really got to excuse a lot of us, you know, 30s, late 20s, probably like even mid-30s, who just, that's not our thing. You know what I mean? So give us some slack there. Two, I would always talk about, because you know my weekend job, I work down at the mall, and it's connected to a hotel. So it would be like 9 in the morning, these fucking families walking outside and shit, and I'd be like, I'd be mad as shit at them, because I'm like, why are you in the mall at 9 in the motherfucking morning?
Yeah.
But I found out that motherfucking weekend, girl. They started sending people to my damn hotel room talking about, can we get ready in here? I was like,
oh, fuck. Are you serious?
I was like, let me just pack my little shit on. I told them, I'm going to go get some gas and some coffee. I'm like, I have got to go because I don't like, that's just not my vibe. And I know that I need to get better with that in the world and in the future, you know, because you have to share spaces with people, but... No, like,
yeah.
So that had pissed me off. I was one of them people that was up at 9 in the morning having fucking coffee in a hotel lobby and shit.
Oh my God.
Like I ain't got no home. And then I ended up running into two people we went to school with, girl.
Who?
I ain't gonna tell you, you know, because you're on the podcast. Yeah,
of course.
But they was cool, but you know, when you like, I didn't want to be
seen today.
I did not want, like, of not all the times when I want to see you.
Yeah, it always
and I thought I saw. Home. Okay, I ain't going to leave. You never know. But I thought I had saw them. I thought I saw one of them the night before. But I just said, maybe I'm tweaking. You know how people look alike, you know? So I was like, yeah, maybe I'm tweaking. Then I saw them together. Let me stop being in people's business, because it's 100% not my business.
Exactly.
But it was from what I don't know. Fuck, I don't care. But I do care because I want them to do well in life. But, like, I ain't going to lie. Part of me was like, what's the tea?
I can't wait to hear them.
You know. Oh, I can't. Yeah. But it was like, I just felt like they were kind of on the sneak tip. Because it's like.
Right. And they weren't trying to run into you either.
Because what's
your... Like, damn, what is my
And it's like, if I was a smarter person, because I did think about it later, I'm like, why y'all niggas up having breakfast together? Don't know man and woman. Don't know man. Ain't none of my friends. Because if I had breakfast with my friend, my male friend, I'm going to look fucked up.
Oh, in the
if
morning? Having, oh, come on, man.
And it's like a bro. Like, I ain't putting on no real clothes trying to look at you, boy. Get out.
Come on now.
But they, I don't know. Let me stop being in people's business. But it was intriguing. But at the same time, I didn't want to be seen.
Right.
So I was like, ooh, the cheese man. But then I also must go.
Oh, gosh.
And the last
I
part.
I hate those moments, man. Like, God damn it, why?
And my last point about the function, I promise I'm, because we said we was going to get out of here. Just because I am a woman does not mean that I like cooking. Just because I'm a woman does not mean I know how to take care of other people's children. Like, don't hand me a baby, girl. I was so mad. Like, I was really offended when they handed me that baby.
Whose baby? baby.
So we had to take pictures, right? Because it was all in our African
I can see you now. Like, you don't get this goddamn gremlin out my lap.
And it didn't stop crying the whole time.
I can see your face already.
So, but this is the part that made me mad. So, like, okay, so I take my little picture because you got to go in this room, take your picture, say your well wishes.
Right.
And then be gone. And so I come out, and so it's a girl behind me, and she got a damn baby. Oh, my bad. And she got a damn baby. And so the little dude, it was like one of the groomsmen who was trying to, like, what's that called? You know, do the rotation, like, organize everything. So he going to look at the baby. He going to look at me.
And look at me,
and he was like, well, yeah, just get a baby to her. And I was like, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I know how to handle babies. Like, you know, when they walking away, like,
right.
I was just like, and the baby didn't stop crying. And I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, now you got to deal with this shit. Because I felt like they was trying to look at me like, oh, that baby's still crying. Yeah, motherfucker, because they know. That baby can sense. Listen, no, this was not the right hands for me to be put in.
Oh, my God.
I was so mad.
Poor child.
Listen, I kept the child alive.
Right, that's all that matters.
That's the most important part. But don't ask single women when they gonna be married when I fucking feel like it. These niggas out here playing any fucking way, so why would I even do that? And then, you know, I understand we women gotta get our shit together too. But at the same time, niggas up to 2018 is on bullshit. But
of every breed, of every body,
every one of them,
just male, female, just all the fuckery you can think of. Just.
And men, sometimes I don't want to talk, but sometimes talking to men is like talking to white people. It's like I shouldn't have to explain this to you again.
How is talking to men talking to
white
people?
Every year we have to tell white people, please don't get in blackface. Nobody thinks it's cute. You don't look authentic. You look like a little brown, like you look like somebody that roll around in pudding. Like, stop.
But they do it to make fun of us. That's the whole point.
Well,
you know
we look better than that, honey. I don't know what the fuck that shit is on your face. I'm just saying. You see this skin? Look at all this skin.
Yeah, that just. But anyway.
That was a quote from Paris is Burning, by the way. But anyway.
It was.
But yeah, that was all I had to say for the function. Like, weddings are cool. I feel like every couple should know from a week to 2 weeks after the wedding, you will get a gift. Like, stop tripping. I know you paid a lot. I know. But that was your decision.
Like, I mean, as someone who went to the courthouse, I can agree with that. I mean, you can make the choice to,
you know what I mean, pay the money or not.
The
bullet, because the last two weddings I've been to,
I just didn't have it. It was that damn simple. Didn't have the collateral for it. Just didn't have it.
I just don't like it. Oh, girl, I'm just thinking about it. Was this opera singer girl, and I was tweaking the whole time.
Wait, there was an opera singer?
It was a motherfucking pianist, violinist,
that was not playing,
and
huh?
a motherfucking harpist.
Ooh,
and it was in
that.
Daddy
Bougie.
You ain't never lied.
Do you think he is Bruce Wayne? Let me know. Not a pianist, a violinist. Come
but
on,
then
Bruce.
It started happening. This opera singer, and I know she a good opera singer, but when they just started, she was like, and I was
I love opera though. But I know
but
what you're
it
saying.
It came out of nowhere. And I was like, I kept making my cousins laugh the whole time.
I know you were too.
Because but... I was like, do you see this right?
And that just reminds me of singers at funerals, and I've had quite a few incidents when funeral going. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Please don't laugh right now. It's not appropriate.
But the audacity of some of these people who just like how do you make the decision I can sing?
And this just don't be true. And you be torturing people like me who have to laugh and shit like that. Oh my God.
I be getting my giggles in shit. What you gonna do, be mad? Like, so?
Oh, shit. But you, not when you in the front row, man. Like, that's true. It's, you just can't torture. It's just torture. It's just torture. Like, God.
But that's when I
had to pinch myself. Like, do not laugh right now.
But that's when I get the fucking, the program, and I be putting it over my face.
Right? Oh, girl, I hurt my back. I laugh so much, I hurt my back.
But that's how I be, girl. When I be in some shit I can't take, girl, I put that program on my face, honey.
Oh, you got it.
That was good. I would love to see, like, I would love to see, like, a compilation of, like, funny, like...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
And I know you shouldn't have laughing at this shit, but remember damn.
Remember that one? He was like, and I'll fly. Like... And I'll fly like a dove. And he threw that shit.
Oh, my God.
He threw that shit, though. Oh, my God. Oh, girl.
Give it context for the listeners if they don't know.
And did you see it? Did you see, too? Oh, yeah, it was this old, you can tell he was a Mississippi Baptist, honey. And he was giving his little preaching, and I guess he was just squeezing that little damn bird too damn hard. And he was like, and I'll fly like a dove. And he just threw that shit in his dad. And I was like, oh, shit. Did you see the one, too, when that lady was, like, giving her testimony?
No.
And what? She was like, I got to spine that. And she was like, and I was sucking balls.
What?
Because she wanted to tell her testimony how she was on drugs and shit.
Oh,
and had, like... You know, I would have did anything for drugs.
Right, and she just, oh, God.
And I was going to suck his balls. And then they took the mic away. They was like, bitch, not up in here. Not up in here.
Oh, my God. What is wrong?
Oh, dear God.
Oh.
And with that, we moving on, okay? Because that was a good... That got me.
Are we doing our advice section?
All right. We are almost on out of here, ladies and gents. I think this, like, this will be a... Once we cut all the bullshit out...
Right, it'll be a nice one.
Which is like, will there be a podcast, sir?
Right. But
right. I think it's going to be smooth. So.
Okay, cool.
All right, that brings us to our next segment, Writings on the Stalls.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our advice question taken from the good old Six Black Chicks chat.
Six brown chicks.
What did I say?
Six black chicks.
Black too, shit.
I mean, but for the viewers to get the Twitter right, at sixbrownchicks.com.
You're right. That's what reminded me on Friday when he was like, the older the berry, the sweeter the
right.
He was like, it's the black of the berry. She's like, yeah, she blacked in the motherfucker too.
Right.
Yeah, okay, it's Friday. Hashtag SBC chat. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, six brown chicks questions. And I wanted to make sure I got something that had to do with couples or, like, husbands because I love getting your perspective as a
married lady.
Woman. Let's see.
As a missus. Uh-oh, what we got?
Damn.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no, we're not doing that. That's not good. Like, no, some of them, you gotta be... Okay, this is the one I wanted to do.
Okay.
Just received my official... Speaking of weddings, this fits in the theme.
Okay. Clearly.
Just received my official wedding album. As I'm scrolling through the photos, I see my husband's ex wearing a wig/shades in the crowd. I scan the wedding video, and there they are, smiling at each other. He invited her. I feel so disrespected. Advice.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking serious? He invited her. Okay,
and,
so...
And now I'm finna be Michael Jackson. Like, I'm here for... I'm just here for the comments.
I got my popcorn.
Like, yes. this is gonna be good.
Oh my god, I don't even know where to start with that. I need more context.
Tell me the like. That's true. That's the thing with a lot of these like questions. Like you don't get the like.
Like, bro, I need tea into your actual relationship. Like, how did this go, man? I wish we had callers.
Let's just say, so let's just say. We got to answer the question as is. Okay. So, like, advice. At face value, he invited his ex with a wig and chains, which is disrespectful enough.
So, my first thought is, did you not notice at the wedding when you were there did you not notice that she was there? You're looking back on your albums and your photos. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe, you know, especially when those things, and I can say from last week, like, you got the bride over here, and they got to do an outfit
change. And I understand, the bride is very busy during your wedding day, so it's a lot she probably missed.
So I can see how she missed her the day of, but the real fucking question is, what is the husband's connection to this woman? Because when you say ex, and this is the thing about women, like, I'm going to keep it real about, like, we will word things in a way, you'll say his ex, but you won't say, like, well, they grew up together.
Right. You know what I mean? This is like, why I'm saying you need more context. What do you mean, ex? Like, how long were they together?
Dated, like, years ago, but they've been best friends since growing up.
How did they break up? You know what I mean?
You might have to eat that.
I'm saying.
But there is also, I think the premise is, like, it's a lie of omission.
I'm just, okay, how long are you married now? I need to know, like, certain things that you just noticed. Because if you're just noticing this after the fact.
I think she's just noticing. Like, this is maybe, if I can
guess.
Then
this nigga might be Don Juan, and he might just be playing the fuck out of her. Like, I mean, that's why I need context. Like, what?
Because if you just looking over it, this is probably, like, at least a couple weeks after the wedding.
Yeah.
But my question is this,
yeah, she just received her official wedding album, because so it was recent. Definitely recent.
I have to say, there has to be some inkling of doubt somewhere, not just in the inviting of this ex, because it just seems, just to be even looking for stuff like that, I don't know. I just feel like he might have a precedent of being on fuck shit, which is
Man, but that's why I can't stand when it's not transparent enough, because kind of advice? Like, what do you want to know, girl?
Let's see.
You know what I mean? Do you want to, like...
Show this thread. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. It's parts to this shit.
Okay, it's parts. Oh, it's parts. Okay.
No, it's not parts. Okay.
At least I
thought it was. Hold on, because it said thread. But I think the thread just has a bunch of questions for me.
Right, that's what I think it is.
Okay, yeah, that's all we got.
Well, here's the thing, sweetheart. Keep it real. Just with what you gave me, I don't have any context. I don't know what the situation looks like, but I am a married woman. I agree that, like, if I were to see my husband's ex there and I didn't fucking know she was coming.
With a wig and sunglasses.
And, like, what are y'all planning? Like, y'all trying to rob a bank? Like, does this set it off? Like, what is happening? You know what I'm saying? Why is it so discreet?
It is a betrayal. It is a
betrayal. There is betrayal there. You dig? I'm going to need you to reevaluate a few
things. And see, this is the question in this. I have, because as a single person, I'm like, annulment, bitch. Like, I'm like, run.
Like, okay, it's fresh. It's fresh. Annulment is real. Have evidence and you have receipts, with the photos.
And get out. Okay? Like, literally, you just hold that shit in his face and be like, nigga, you.
Listen, unknown.
And then this is the thing that's making me mad, because I can already anticipate how this conversation is gonna fucking go.
Hour.
Shut your ass up. Like,
I scanned the wedding video and they were smiling and And then here's the thing. It's not even that I need the context to know, you know what I mean, like, if he's wrong. And of course he's wrong. This is bullshit.
But the
why. We have to know, like, what led up to that. Why are you just now noticing this shit? Because I would have noticed it that day, bitch. Like, I'm sorry. I would have been like, who is this nigga? Like, stranger bitch. I would have noticed. I'm sorry. I know I'm running around, but I know who the fuck we invited.
We invited.
Planning our wedding. You feel me? And this stranger bitch is here.
And part of me, like...
So, I don't know, dude.
It's kind of, like, dismissive of, like... okay, like, sometimes, we all know in relationships, you gotta pick and choose, and this was the nigga that you fucking promised your life to, so you got a lifetime for him to be trifling. But, it, you know, especially with these six brown chicks questions, niggas be doing real wild shit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So, you do have to really question,
you
like,
have to question. You have to put a big ass question mark. Right.
This could be the world's longest scam.
It's like, it really could. It is.
Like,
so,
you just never know.
At this point, girl, it's really about making a choice. Do you want to continue with a marriage that has so many question marks?
And you do have to pick how you are. You got to talk to her.
Like, straight, you have got, like, bring this to his attention, because it's clearly, you have receipts, girl, so you're wedding him. You feel me? Like, you're gonna talk about it, bitch. It's gonna be an issue that's gonna keep coming up.
I said ambush him. I'd be like, we gonna go out, baby. Get your... Look, this is the trifling.
And you can provide the receipts on top of
I'd
that.
I'd be like, baby, we gonna go out somewhere special, get dressed. Where we going? This look like an office.
Because here's the thing. I know it's a lot of men out there going, well, don't be jumping to a clue and all that bullshit. But here's the but here's the thing. Yeah, I get that. But it's like, bruh, we planned.
You shouldn't
how the fuck am I just noticing
this,
that your ex is
yes.
here?
But it must be some understanding of, like, I didn't want this bitch here.
Like,
so this was
your
way of
circumventing. That's why you feel disrespected, because listen.
And why would you even want to be there if she don't want your ass there?
Listen, but I'll be real with you. Like, being a, you know, a married woman, I have actually communed with my husband's ex before. I've done business with her.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? There was no disrespect, like, detected from either angle. She's even told me out her mouth what she thought about him and why they were together and why it didn't work for them. We've had that conversation before. I was open-minded to be like, I'm not jealous of you. I was secure enough to be like, I'm not jealous of you. So what you have to do is ask yourself, this is something you clearly didn't know since you're looking at your wedding album. Like, like, man, like, is it an insecurity in you, or, you know what I mean, is this really some shit that led up to that, like, why would you marry someone like this? You, like, is this the person that you really, you know, do you know this person, is what I'm saying.
So I guess your options are annulment, get the fuck out of here, or I just say this is a really good place for counseling, because...
Or counseling, because counseling is a great option for anything.
I think it's a great option because it will at least allow you to have somebody objective, like, view the whole situation.
That's right.
And to be able to clearly, like, a lot of times black couples don't have the tools to properly discuss. I ain't gonna say black couples in general.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Most couples.
You know what I mean? They don't have the language to, like, really say, you did this, you did this. So I think having that person in the middle of just being able to make sure you can clearly communicate yourself. You know, we get mad and want to slap a nigga in his face and stuff, which is not right either.
No.
Either way, but, you know, shit like that is real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you got to talk to him, and I really think you have to get a counselor, because a lot of men, let's say this was, like, his really good friend, and she really wanted to be there to see him off. Still, the way that you went around and did that, you did not think of us as a team. And so
exactly
it has to be discussed of what you did and how in the future we are going to, because it's a we now. So,
right, this is what I'm saying, like, having commune with my husband's ex, if you know what I'm saying, if she would have been at our wedding, it would have been something that both of us was like, yeah, it's cool, she can come, and neither one of us would, you know what I'm saying, but we have both agreed, nah, why would we do that? We're moved past that, that's in the past, you're not friends with her, I'm not friends with her, but there was no insecurity with me from a jump neither. Here's the thing, why would he invite her behind your back? Like you said, there's no team there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He might have been just feeling like, well, you know, I told her to put the wig and shades on because, you know, that's still my friend and I knew you was going to trip and I just thought, you know what I mean? Some people think the easiest way to get to the
I'm saying,
the
but
they
this
want.
Is why I say you need contest, because what if that is his close friend and he really did want him to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And your wife isn't accepting of that. No, you never will. So now you do got to do some shady shit to be on what you trying to be on. Like, there's perspective in everything. It's a facet to every situation, and everyone is responsible for how it unfolds. So I say step through it as smartly as you possibly can, patiently, and really try to get a mediator, like Lonnie said.
Yeah, get a mediator, because this could, and you know what, this could lead to, we got to stop as Black folks looking at therapy as like, and I'm the same, like, mm-hmm. as this grueling process, and it's really just making sure you can clear up as many issues as you can, mm-hmm. so... Do that, girl.
Yeah, clean your closet, boo boo, because don't be going into no marriage fucked up out the gate. Don't do that.
And you got some shit wrong with you too.
Right. Clean your closet. People think that you just have to clean your bodies. No, clean your spiritual closet too, man. Like, if you have fucking clutter in your spirit, try to get rid of it. It helps, man. You know what I'm saying? Figure out what happened.
Well, we did. I think we did that real good. Let's move on to our last segment. Our last segment is Last Call.
Woo!
Last Call. Turning the lights on. I guess, I mean, well, I think it's good. Remind them of what their card was. It was what?
Yes, this week we got the Fool. Mm-hmm. It's a major arcana card, which brings rebirth, renewal, new risks, new opportunities. It's like... You know, look for taking risks, you know, something that you've never gotten into, something that you've never done before, something that you want to do, something that you think will bring great opportunity. Either look out for it or seek it yourself.
I like that. And I'm going to give you a double one kind of connected with that, too. I just know it can be really hard, especially we've been talking about being, like, so burnt out in the social media sphere of, like, everything going on. And with me, I know by the time I get off work, honey, all I want to do is sit at home. I didn't do shit yesterday. But I still felt like this feeling of anxiety. You know
what?
Like,
oh,
you
no. Know, I know, you know exactly what, I mean? What you mean. Yes.
When it's like, I can't even really enjoy my time.
My resting
because
time. Right.
I'm thinking of the shit that I'm not currently doing.
Right. Thank
that
you.
I should be doing. But I can't really do that if I'm tired and exhausted.
I suffer from that so fucking much. To the point where I feel fucking guilty. You know what I mean? Like, why am I sitting here resting? I need to be doing this. I need to be doing,
and like,
you know?
Not just guilty, but also, like, I don't know where to start. And I actually
Right, because
saw,
there's so much. Right.
Yeah, I saw this really good, surprisingly, article on BuzzFeed about how, I think it was like 7 self-care things to, like, jumpstart your, or maybe 10. Maybe it was 10 self-care. But, like, stuff like putting new sheets on. And, like, this is stuff that we just kind of know. But, like, with me, I feel like I never know how to take care of myself. Because I'm like, I done ate a bunch of junk food. I done drank a bunch.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like I need that hard restart or reset. But it's sometimes you don't have the time for that.
Right.
So it has stuff like put on new sheets and take a shower and moisturize. And it was really good. Like, I'm trying to get in that mindset of, like, new projects, new things to focus on. And so definitely the Fool card, I'm, you know,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna be
that
looking
definitely
for instances
applies
of that this
for
week
for sure. Like, and if you don't know where to start, my suggestion, like you said, is to just, like you just said, literally just pamper yourself. If you really don't know where to start when it comes to starting anything new, focus on you. If that means getting yourself groomed, I don't know, go to the nail salon, get your hair done, like,
massages,
take a bath, get a massage, you know, just stuff like that. Like, you'd be surprised how your mindset being rejuvenated will automatically attract those opportunities anyway, because you reset yourself. So that's my advice. If you really can't think of anything to get into, or, you know, you don't think any risks are going to come, then focus on you. Focus on doing something new for you.
And don't be afraid. Two more things too, like techniques that I kind of use in my life to help me navigate, you know, the little way I can. Google, do not be afraid to Google things. I Google everything, because there's nothing new under the sun. Like, seriously, like, Google self-care, like, you know what I mean, how to restart. Like, I've been trying to do a cleanse forever and I still haven't officially, but like, I Google stuff to, like, when you want to do a deep cleanse and stuff, what stuff you should get ready for, and lists really do help. So what I did earlier today when I was at the other job, I put life is good at the top of the page. And I wrote all the stuff that I wanted, like, if I had this, life would be good. And what I did is take another sheet of paper or another sticky note, and I just kind of, like, a step towards that. Yeah. So it was like, get a new place. And it was okay, you can research movers. So it helped me get some action about myself and feel like I'm not just dangling in the wind waiting for, like, oh, God, please send everything in my life that's going to work out. You really do need action put along with your intentions.
Yes, absolutely.
To help, you know, things manifest. So,
yeah, I agree.
I agree.
That's life a perfect way to start that, is to actually just write it down. Write down the things you want, because, you know, in order to actually manifest anything, we have to believe it can happen. So if you can't see it, you know what I mean? If writing it down helps you see it, it helps you visualize it, it helps you see it happening.
And it can give you chunks.
It's a tool to help you do that, you know?
And it's like, you might want to, like, you know, have your own company, but it gives you something today small that you can accomplish. Like, life really is about accomplishments. And I can see why it gets hard and why you get faded and weighed down, because it's like, well, all my money going to be gone because I got bills. You feel like you just making it in life. And so having those little things, you know, like I told you the other day, I'm like, I did everything that I could today. Everything I was supposed to do, I did it.
Girl, I'd be happy to accomplish one goal that I had for that day. Yeah. Like, just knowing that I accomplished one of them because I set the intent. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yes, I got that done at least. You know, like, even that helps. Just little tiny baby steps. And next thing you know, you'll be rolling into an entire routine because you got into the groove of treating yourself better. Listen, I'm going to stick to the schedule. I'm going to, just like today, you walked in, I'm in here cleaning the house. Like, because I've set the intention, like, today is the day I'm going to get this done.
And that's after waiting this
three, 4 months to do it. You know what I mean?
So today is the day.
We going to get it all done.
Because you're supposed to do it Thursday. But I like how we both be tired and we both
and we figured it out. We here, man. We damn near falling asleep, and it's okay.
And we're at the end of our second episode.
Hey, it was cracking.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed. I know last week, next week on Last Call, I really do want to start, like, shouting out some Chicago businesses. The Taste of Chicago was this weekend.
It was.
And just so you know, Chicagoans don't really tend to give a shit about the Taste of Chicago.
We really don't.
It's just like,
we've tasted the food.
Want to go down the street and spend all your money?
Literally, that's all it's for. Walking up and down the street.
And possibly get shot.
And maybe get beat up or shot, you know.
Every time.
Like,
every
it's always
time.
A fight at the damn
like,
Taste.
Every
it never
year
fails.
For the last.
Like, I swear to God.
Like, 20 years of
never
life.
Never fucking fails.
Like, a brawl has gotten, you know.
And I just wanted to give a quick shout out, speaking to the Taste of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Of my boo, Tiffers, who had, she threw in
the
a bet this last Friday that I did go to. It was for Chef Corey of MasterChef Season 8, I believe.
Hey!
He had an event at the Concrete Cowboy. Y'all know this
the
place existed in Chicago, y'all. It's on Franklin, man. And I had no clue
what
it was
it
over there. It's Concrete Cowboy, and it's on some in Franklin. I can't remember. But I'm talking about, it was a very nice venue. It was my first time there, and I was like, we got to come back here. It's really cute. But yeah, it was a great time. Congratulations to Jupiter Network for making it. This is their first official event that they that she threw, and I'm very, very proud of her. So yeah, check out Jupiter. Gonna be definitely popping soon, and we gonna plug the hell out of her.
Hell yeah,
get y'all event together, y'all traveling together, you know, whatever you need, she got you.
And if you would like to contact us about anything, we didn't do it as much in this episode, but I did it at the top of the hour, and I'm gonna do it right now at the end. Our email address is latepartypod, that's LatePartyPod@gmail.com. Hit us up with any suggestions. If you would like to have one of your letters be written, you know, read on air or whatever.
Any advice you guys want.
Yeah, or you just want to give us topics to talk about.
Some shit to just talk shit about. We're here. We're here for you.
So, hit a player up, you know. And you remember our little sign off?
I don't.
we said something like, Aces.
Or right, yeah. Because it was deuces.
But it was like deuces, so it was aces.
Okay, gotcha.
Aces. We're going to work on that.
We'll work on it, y'all.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Bye.